In this lecture, we will discuss incorporating a European Union permanent establishment. European movements of capital are covered by the reporting rules we looked at in the last chapter. However, for transactions before the 1st of July 2009, Section 765 of ICTA did not apply to movement of capital between EEA member states, which were covered by an EU directive dated the 24th of June 1988. Where the transactions would, but for the article, fall within Section 765, subsection 1, there were requirements for the company to give written notice of the transaction to HMRC within 6 months of carrying them out. An EU directive dated 21st of July 1990 provides a form of relief where a non-UK trade carried on in a member state is transferred to a company resident in a member state. The form of relief is quite different. The UK company's aggregate net chargeable gains on the assets are calculated in the normal way. A credit is then given against the UK tax on the net aggregate gain for any foreign tax not actually payable, but which, without the directive, would have been payable in the EU state in which the PE is situated. There is no requirement for the transfer company and the transferee to be members of the same worldwide group. The trade must be carried on in a member state, but does not need to be transferred to a company that is resident in the same member state as the trade. Relief is not confined to a trade carried on outside the UK. Now we will look at the conditions that have to be met in order for Section 140C to apply. Assume Company A is resident in the UK and Company B is resident in another member state. The transfer includes all the assets, except cash of Company A used for the trade or part of the trade. The transfer is wholly or partly in exchange for shares or securities issued by Company B to Company A. The transfer gives rise to an excess of chargeable gains over allowable losses. The transfer takes place for bona fide commercial reasons and does not form part of a scheme or arrangements which have tax avoidance as a main purpose. If the conditions are met, then the transfer is treated as giving rise to a single chargeable gain for Company A, on which the UK tax can be reduced by the notional foreign tax credit. Under self-assessment, it is the company's responsibility to support the calculation of the foreign tax. A transfer may qualify for relief under either the general Section 140 rules or the special rules for the EU relief. Relief cannot be claimed under both. Dual resident companies cannot claim this relief. It is possible to seek advance clearance under Section 138 TCGA 1992. There are similar reliefs available in relation to intangible fixed assets. Let's have a look at an illustration of how these rules work. A UK resident company transfers the trade of its Spanish PE to a company resident in Italy. The UK gains that arise on this transfer are as follows. Asset 1, a gain of £300,000. Asset 2, a loss of £50,000. Asset 3, a gain of £250,000, giving a net gain of £500,000. This gain is treated as a single gain. The UK tax on the gain, assuming a rate of tax of 28%, would be £140,000. Let's say that the tax that would have been paid, but is not payable in Spain, is £175,000. A claim can be made to set the notional Spanish tax against the UK tax on the gain. As the notional Spanish tax is greater than the UK tax, the tax due will be nil. Let's say instead that the Spanish tax would have been £120,000. In this case, full relief will not be available. The company should therefore consider relief under Section 140. Remember, it is not possible to claim relief under both of these provisions. finally, let's look at the special rules for transfer of a UK trade within the EU. These can be found in Section 140A TCGA 1992. Special rules apply where a trade carried on in the UK is transferred by a qualifying company in one member state to a company resident in another member state. Note that the transferer or the transferee may be resident in the UK. The transfer must be wholly in exchange for securities issued by the transferee company. The assets transferred must be within the charge to UK tax after the transfer. The transfer is treated as a no-gain, no-loss transfer. The transfer must take place for bona fide commercial reasons and not be part of a scheme or arrangement of which the main purpose, or one of the main purposes, is the avoidance of tax. It is possible to apply for clearance. Similar rules apply for the transfer of intangible fixed assets.